It has come back. She has another pond in there. They have actually have 2 acres of land and, you know, back pasture sort mm-hmm. of thing, and they put fruit trees out there and nut trees, and they have a pond out there, which she meant to have for the ducks that leave the Keystone mm-hmm. wetland and fly inland. And there was this one duck. She built that pond after she had this duck, because she had to keep it a long time before it would fly and join other ducks.
Mm-hmm.
But it came back, and it's acting like a mother to these these two white, young white ducks that are bigger than it is. So she made the pond and the vegetable garden for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point mm-hmm. of the whole story. She has 5 or 6 cats that she has taken in over the years, and a stray dog. And what else did, oh, 2 lilies. She has a hen and a rooster that are tiny, black,
yeah.
with black feathers and feathers on their feet.
Oh, those
They're
are so cute.
Pretty.
Oh,
yeah.
I love those.
Oh, I don't know. She has some other things too. She's always liked animals.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the one that was growing vegetables. My son and my youngest son and his wife live on woodland, and they, when they came back to El Paso and bought that house, they planted tomatoes and
mm-hmm.
a few things.
Mm-hmm.
But they
mm-hmm.
don't do it anymore. They have roses instead.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. My dad has a lot of roses.
Your dad, I bet. And your grandfather.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah,
my grandfather has some beautiful roses.
Does he? Does he have a lot of flowers where he lives? Does he have room?
Oh yeah, he has room, but he focuses on the roses in the front yard, and his whole front yard is filled with roses.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
It's beautiful, yeah. What are some crops that people grow in El Paso?
Well, the farmers?
Mm-hmm.
Cotton and pecans. Cotton's a major crop. What else do they grow? All around here, tomatoes and chilies,
mm-hmm.
and beans, pickles
mm-hmm.
and beans too. Onions.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
What kinds of fruit trees do they have?
Oh, apricot, apple, peach. Those are the main ones that I can think of.
We used to have pears here, but evidently they were too expensive to.
Mm-hmm. I don't often see or hear about a pear tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found out that El Paso used to be one of the major shipping points for pears.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we ought to try pears.
Oh yeah, we had a wonderful pear tree in our old house, and we just moved, and there's a little pear tree there too. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Where was your old house?
In the Crestmont area, right
over here.
Over.
Yeah, across from Crestmont.
Yeah.
Point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll tell Carolyn. Carol and Phil are always putting in more trees, so I suggest that they
oh, yeah.
try a pear.
That pear tree produced like crazy.
My goodness, I never thought of that. I also knew some people that moved up to La Union and had an orchard, but I don't think they grew pears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not too many people know about it.
Definitely not.
Mm. Now, the corn that you pick up and eat is called what?
Corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm. And to cook corn, you have to peel off the
husk.
Uh-huh. And underneath the husk is a white stringy material. It's called
silk.
Mm-hmm.
Corn silk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when somebody says that they ate beans for dinner, what did they eat? What kinds of beans?
Oh, usually pinto beans in this part of
mm-hmm.
yeah, in Texas, in El Paso, usually pinto beans.
Mm-hmm. And